For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I am so excited to talk about today's episode because we are talking all about new routines, new rituals, a new version of yourself for a new season. And I just have to say, I could not be happier that summer is on the horizon and that it's finally starting to warm up here. Where I live in like suburbs of Philly / Jersey. Well, I don't live in Jersey, but like I go to Jersey for the summers to go down to the shore. I just know that like I'm just a warm weather girly. Like some people really thrive in the winter and in the cold. Those people, I give them a lot of credit because that could honestly never be me. As soon as it hits 60 degrees, I am just a happy girl. And I really am just like a warm weathered girl. So once a new season comes around and a new season hits, I just feel so much more like myself and I just feel so much better. And I'm just so excited. And I also don't think I'm alone in that. I think a lot of you guys are warm weather people and really love the warm. Like some people say like, oh, I'd always rather be cold than hot because you can always add more layers. I would always rather be hot than cold and walk around in a bathing suit if I could all day. If you guys are watching the video podcast, you know that I'm literally just wearing a sports bra and biker shorts while wrapped in a blanket. But I would be ready because that is what the summer attire is. It's like just this all the time. So I'm officially moving into summer wardrobe, in my opinion. Also, if you guys are watching the video podcast, you guys will see that I'm home, but expect the next couple episodes to be not home because I'm going down to the shore. Well, actually, when you guys are listening to this, I'm supposed to be going to Savannah, Georgia tomorrow through Thursday, which will be so fun. I'm going with my mom. And then I'm coming back and going like right down to the shore. So yeah. So I will be traveling a lot and I think I'm going to bring my podcast to record down there, but anyway, that's besides the point. Today, we're talking about new routines for a new season and welcoming change when the seasons change. Because when you think about it, who I am in the summer is totally different than who I am in the winter. And I love new routines for new seasons. It just feels like a very organic way to welcome a new season. And it's also just important to realize that like what I do in the cold, dark months aren't going to be the same as what I do in the long days and warm days. So I just love a new season, and the mentality behind change can sometimes be hard for some, but if you shift the perspective and think of it as something so amazing and reinventive about the direction that you're heading and what you want to do from your day-to-day activities, it can be really, really exciting. So I'm super excited to talk about new routines for a new season, and I hope you guys are as well. Last week's episode was shorter, and I apologize for that. This episode, I'm not sure how it's going to be in length because I'm trying to not really read off of notes, but really just bullet points and kind of go from there. So hopefully this one is a little bit longer than last week, but it's going to be just as impactful as last week's episode. So let's just dive right into it. When I think of new routines and new rituals for a new season of life that we are entering, it's important to remember that you can't compare this season of life to last year's season of life, even if it's the same season. And I'm using the word season, yes, as in like summer season, winter season, fall, spring season, but also just like generic time frame of your life. It doesn't necessarily have to line up with like a season. What I mean by that, and I was actually talking about this with my therapist last week, is that whenever May hits, when May hit in 2020 and 2021, I was like running around with a chicken with my head cut off because I was prepping for Stride CIL to open. Well, 2020 was in the middle of the pandemic, so I was like, is it going to happen? Is it not? Like, it was just a crazy, low-key, depressive time of mine, but many others' lives. It was just crazy and chaotic and unsure, and, you know, those emotions run high. And then last year, we were pretty much on the mend getting out of it, but I was training 12 girls to open up essentially for the first time because the 2020 season was like a trial run of a season, dare I say. And so last year felt like the first like real year, and that's when we were actually able to open and operate how I wanted to operate. And I was just, you know, I was already down there for the whole summer this time last year. I was also like walking around in biker shorts and sports bra because it was so hot. The year before that, I was in the ocean on May 14th. And, you know, today is May 12th and it is 50 degrees and cold outside. So you can't compare seasons of life even if the dates match up, because what I'm getting at is that the last two seasons felt so crazy in May that this year when May rolled around and I didn't have a million things to do with CIL, I was talking to my therapist and I was like, I am just so anxious because I feel like something is about to happen, but I don't know what it is. Because in years past, whenever May has arrived, I've always been very like running around with a chicken with my head cut off, for lack of a better term. And she was explaining to me that, like, you know what, not words don't necessarily have to be triggers, but times of life can be triggers to trigger back an emotion or how you used to feel. And then you compare how you used to feel to how you currently feel, realize that they're different, and think that something is wrong. And then you're waiting for that old feeling to come back when it doesn't necessarily have to come back because you're ahead of schedule, everything is good, you're fine, like nothing is gonna go wrong. So the anxiety that I feel and like this waiting game that I felt was because of the past seasons of life. To bring it full circle, what I'm saying is that you can't be comparing two seasons of life, because where you're at now, where you're at today, May, I'm recording this on May 12th, May 12th is entirely different than where I was May 12th of 2021, May 12th of 2020, May 12th of 2019, 2018. Yes, it's the same date. Yes, I'm the same physical person, but I went through a whole year of change, and the universe, everything that happens outside of us that we can't control has all these changing factors that have nothing to do with us, and we can't compare today to last year because we have been through different experiences now. We're a different version of ourselves than we were this time last year. So I just think embracing change is so important and so crucial when entering a new season of life again, whether it's a actual specific season or just a general time frame, and leaving the comparison at the door, because the comparison has no right being here, because it's never going to be the same as it once was. And nor should it. Because if you're going to be reliving the exact same summer every single summer for the rest of your life, that is going to be so boring. If you also are going into a season expecting to be the same person that you were last year or 2 years ago, you're going to be very disappointed because you have been through different things. You're now a different version of yourself. And how beautiful is that? So yeah, it's important to welcome change because you've been changing all of this time. So with change, I think, comes a new and exciting version of yourself to meet and a new and exciting version of yourself to create. You have the ability to change everything and anything or nothing if you want. I definitely find that I feel like a totally different person in the summer than in the winter. In the winter, I tend to hibernate. I like to stay home. I really don't like to leave my house. I like to only wear like sweatpants and sweatshirts. I like to sleep a little bit more. I like to be cozy more. I like eating more soups. I like staying home and doing Pilates at home. I walk on the treadmill. I tend to just cozy on up at home. And in the summertime, I like to get outside first thing in the morning. I like to go for walks outside. I like to ride my bike. I like to go out and do social things during the week. I like to go to happy hours. I like to go to the beach. I like to see friends more. I like to seize the day more. I like to go do more things. I find that I'm overall happier. I read more in the winter. I read less in the summer. And not saying any of these things are good versus bad, but it's important to recognize that it's just a new version of myself and it's a changing version of myself from season to season. So it's important to note that we change from seasons and it's important to welcome change in these changing of seasons because clearly who we are in the summer versus winter is not going to be the same. And also let's just take it on like a time scale, who we are today is different than who we were 6 months ago. And you're allowed to change in 6 months. And I hope you do change in 6 months. Change for the better, whatever better might mean. So when I think of welcoming new routines and rituals, a couple things come to my mind. A new morning routine, which we'll get into. A new night routine. New foods. New coffee. New recipes. New rituals. New workouts. New friends. A new version of yourself. A new wardrobe, new nail colors, retire the winter version and welcome the summer version. There's a lot of things that we organically change within changing of seasons that we don't even realize. So I'm excited to dive into that today, and that's what we'll begin with. So let's just kick it off with morning routines. There is always, for me anyway, a shift in my morning routines from winter to summer. And I love that. I think it is so fun to reinvent a morning routine in the summertime that works for you because number one, the sun rises way earlier in the summer. So I find that in the summer, I'm much more of a natural early riser. I like to wake up around 7 every day, but in the summer, I find myself waking up at 6:30, maybe even 6 naturally. And it's just so much easier to do that in the summertime. When I wake up first thing in the morning in the summertime, and I'm going to be really talking about the summer and not comparing it too much to the winter from now on. The first thing that I want to do when I wake up is I just want to get outside. And I've listened to so many podcasts recently, actually, about the importance of getting sunshine in your eyes the first thing when you wake up. Okay, I guess I will be comparing it to winter. When it's cold, the last thing I want to do when I wake up is go be cold. Like seriously, the second I wake up, I wrap myself up and I bundle myself up. In the summertime, I wake up and I'm already warm and all I want to do is get outside and experience the day. So I will go outside first thing in the morning. I will bring my journal with my water because I always sleep with water next to me, water journal in hand, and I go up onto our roof deck at the beach house, and I'll journal. I'll look around. I listen to the birds. I look at the bay. I hear the sounds of the beach. I hear, one of my favorite things is to hear like the families that are on vacation. You hear the little kids. You hear the birds. You hear the strollers on the sidewalk and the bikes on the road. The golf carts going through the island. You hear the waves from the ocean. You hear the boats on the bay. This sounds chaotic, but in the morning, it is beyond peaceful. And it's such a beautiful sound to wake up to. So in the summertime, my morning routine is I wake up typically with the sun. I sleep with all of my windows open, all of the blinds open, so that when the sun, I also sleep on the east side of my house, which is like the best. So I wake up to the morning sun. That sun pours in my room and my eyes open, and I just organically wake up with the sun. It is glorious. Like, it's my favorite thing in the whole world. Immediately go upstairs, take in the sounds, take in the sun, just be one with the shore, with the beach, with the nature. Take a couple deep breaths, a couple things of gratitude, what I'm so grateful for. It can be anything. It can be, I'm so grateful for waking up to the sound of the ocean. I'm so grateful for another day. I'm so grateful for a flexible schedule, whatever it is that you're grateful for. You say it right then and there, or you think it to yourself, and then I will go sit down and I'll journal. Sometimes I have nothing to write. Other days I have an entire 5 pages to write. Sometimes it just ends up being a to-do list. Whatever it is, I normally always wake up with thoughts in my mind, and that's morning anxiety. And I like to just get that out of my head and, you know, get those thoughts on paper so that I can actually sort through them and see what's in front of me and work through them. So writing down first thing in the morning, drinking water, and then I want to get my day started. In the summertime, I don't want an hour, 2 hour long routine to wake me up. I'm awake. The sun, the weather, the energy, the atmosphere, it has me awake. So I don't need to spend time waking myself up. I'm already there. So what I'll immediately do after that is I'll change into clothes, typically biker shorts, sports bra, cute little workout set, whatever it might be. And I will get outside and do some sort of movement. Now, this for me changes each day. This could be I just go for a walk. Maybe I'll go for a walk with my mom and the dog Ringo, which I never really talk about my parents' dog because it's my parents' dog, but Ringo's always down at the beach house too. So I'll go for a walk. Maybe we'll bring the dog, or maybe I'll ride my bike and I'll take it to the studio, or I'll go walk to the studio. And then I'll spend my day down at the studio. Or my morning at the studio, because we only have morning classes at Stride Sea Isle. Maybe I'll go take a spin class there, a Pilates class there. Whatever it is, I prepare myself for some sort of movement, whether it's a walk, a bike ride, a spin class, or a Pilates class. It's typically one of the four. And of course, spin and Pilates is offered at Stride Sea Isle, so that's where I'll go work out, is at Stride Sea Isle. But some sort of movement. And then once my movement's done, that's when my day starts. If I'm going to the studio, that's typically when I'll start like working, because obviously I own that. So it's like kind of, it's my work, you know. My workload is also typically just a little bit lighter in the summertime for no reason other than I spend 9 months preparing for Stride Sea Isle, that when it opens up, I kind of just get to sit back and enjoy it a little bit. So I typically have less workload in the summertime. And if I do have a heavier workload, I can typically bang it all out in like a day or 2 days. So my schedule is a lot more flexible in the summer, which is just awesome. And I get to enjoy the days more. So morning routine, I'm getting off track. Morning routine, wake up, sunshine in the eyes, express gratitude, journal, workout. 5 things, and that's my morning routine. And in the winter, I feel like it's totally different. It's much longer. It's a little heavier. It's much more gentle. But this is like get up, get at it, and have a great time while you do it. And I love the shorter morning routine that just gets me going. Now, on the flip side, for the night routine, this is a good thing to ask yourself. When it's winter time and the sun goes down at literally 4 p.m., which is that changing? I've heard that it is, and then I heard that it isn't. And I also heard that it is, but it's not until next year. So please let me know. Anyway, when the sun goes down at like literally 4 p.m. and it's dark in your apartment by 5. Like, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Go out to dinner and have a great time? Like, no, I want to stay inside, but I feel like my morning routine will start at, or sorry, my night routine will start at literally like 5 p.m. because what else am I supposed to do? So typically for the night routine, this is when I take a different approach entirely and cut it like 80% and just make it as simple as possible. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, to light therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bondcharge.com/manifest.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the summer, I tend to, I allow for much more flexibility in my days and especially in the nights. I don't know if I'm going to be going to dinner at night. I don't know if I'm going to be going to happy hours or going on sunset bike rides or going to meet up with friends or doing a beach picnic. Like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing at night. So I like to allow for flexibility in the night routine rather than do this big thing of wind down music and lights down low and this big skincare routine and this journaling routine and reading a book and all these things that are great and that we all know I love doing. I still want to instill a nighttime routine that allows myself to wind down, but also allows for flexibility. So for me, it's much more simple than normal. The nighttime routine for me, when I get back from whatever I'm doing, and look, even if I'm not doing anything and I'm home from 6 p.m. on or 11 a.m. on, and I never left the house again for the rest of the day. This routine is simple and it's something that I can do every single night that will allow for myself to wind down and reflect back on the day and get ready for bed. First thing, as always, is skincare. I feel like once I wash my face and put on my skincare products, it is just the best way to show myself like, okay, you had a great day, but we're taking off the makeup, we're taking off the day, we're adding the skincare, and we are going to bed. Next is turning off all of the lights. I love sleeping in a dark room, especially at nighttime, but I like to always open up my window and I can hear the ocean so loud at night from my room. It's like the best wind down ever. It's just listening to the ocean, and then getting in bed and reading my Kindle. Within 5 pages, I am literally asleep. And that's it. 3 steps to my nighttime routine. And boy, is it effective, especially in the summertime. I can do it every single night, regardless of what I do during the day, how late I get home, how early I get home, whatever it is, you know, and I can always add on other things. I can always meditate before I go to bed. I can always add a wind down playlist. I can always journal. I can always add on other things. But the 3 staples of skincare, windows open for the ocean, and reading my Kindle before I go to bed are 3 things that can happen every single day that are a staple in my wind down and staple in my night routine. So this is me asking you, what change can you welcome into your life in your morning routine and into your night routine that will introduce you to the best version, new version of yourself that you have yet to meet that you want to become? There's a topic that I talk about all the time on this podcast, but I also heard it explained on Katie Brennan sent me a TikTok video where Not Your Average Fashion Blogger explained it in a way that I thought was really bite-sized and digestible and really awesome. But it's essentially the concept of rebirth, which I talk about rebirth all the time on the show. I have an entire episode called Rebirth and Reinvention, but to give you a quick synopsis, rebirth started for me March 1st of 2016. And essentially what it was, I was sitting in psych class and my friend Hallie was like, there's this book I need you to read, read it. I read it and it like changed my life. And March 1st, I always remember from March 1st to Memorial Day weekend, which is the end of May, I just felt such an enormous shift in my life, and I just became a version of myself that I've never met before, but really kickstarted my entire life. if I never read the book, went to Spin, became vegan for those couple months, year, whatever it was, who knows if I would have a podcast, if I would have Stride, if I would have the life that I do, if I'd be going to the beach for the summers because of Stride. Like, who knows what I would be doing if I never had that period of what I now call rebirth, because it really like reinvented who I was. And it wasn't something that I tried to do, but it was something that I was open to do and I was open to change. And what Not Your Average Fashion Blogger was talking about was the June 1st version of herself. She's going to wake up June 1st and feel like XYZ, and she's going to work on feeling that way in the meantime. So she knows that like the June 1st version of herself, for example, wants to drink more water. So she knows that in order to get there, she has to drink more water in her day-to-day life. I only said that because my water bottle is right there and I'm looking at my water bottle. I don't want to put words in her mouth, so I'm going to stop using her as the example, but that is such a great way to adapt the rebirth mentality into a tangible thing that you can work towards every single day. So I kind of want to take that idea and blend the two and think about the September 1st version of yourself. Labor Day weekend hits, the summer is winding down. What did the September 1st version of yourself do this summer? How can you look back on this summer and reflect and think, I did everything I wanted to do. I lived exactly how I wanted to live. I adapted routines that truly served me. I adapted rituals that truly served me. I surrounded myself with people that made me so unbelievably happy. I was selfish with my time in that I chose to spend my free time with people, events, go to places that made me feel better. When you are at the September 1st version of yourself, look back on these months that you are currently in, like today for me, May 12th. September 1st version will look back on May 12th and know that what I did today affects who I am on that day. And that from now until September 1st is the period of rebirth and of reinvention and welcoming change into this new season of your life, so that on September 1st, you can be this version of yourself, the best version of yourself that you want to be, this higher version of yourself that we also talk about a lot on this podcast of who we want to be. We can look back and say, I'm so proud of everything that I did in that time, in this rebirth time, to get me to where I want to be on September 1st. That's how all these concepts merge together. So when you think about who you're going to be on September 1st, it's about the day-to-day actions that you take from today and tomorrow and every day going forward. A couple of months ago, I was listening to a 75 Hard podcast. And in that podcast, the girl was saying how if you do 75 Hard for one day, you can do it for 75 days. And once she said that, that clicked in my mind for so many reasons, not necessarily just for 75 Hard, which I'm not doing, by the way, but for the mentality that if you achieve a routine that serves you for one day, you can do it for every other day to come. And I think that is like such a beautiful message. If you can have a great day, you can replicate that to have 75 more great days, 100 more great days. Take it day by day to welcome change into your life, to adapt this new lifestyle. If you know that every day you want to wake up at 6 a.m., and go for a walk at 6:30 and then take Pilates class at 7:30, let's say, for example, and then go to get coffee at 8 a.m. Okay, that was a bad example. But what I'm getting at is if you, let's say you just want to instill new habits, you want to wake up at 6 every day, you want to go for a walk every day at 6:30. Awesome. If you do that one day, if you do that on a Monday, you can replicate that and do it the next day on a Tuesday. You can replicate that the next day and do it on a Wednesday because you've already proven to yourself that you can do it once. All you need to do is know that you can do it once, and then you can do it again and again and again and again. So when I think about welcoming change into a new season of life, so many things come to my mind. Like I said, the morning routine, the night routine, which we dove into, and how is it the September 1st version of yourself is going to thank you for putting in that work now. But also, I love to switch up different things in my life and just welcoming small changes. For example, food. What I eat in the summertime is so different than what I eat in the winter. in the summertime, I love to incorporate smoothies, salads, juices, acai bowls, ice cream. What else do I love? Pizza. I love tacos in the summertime. I just love easy, summery foods. While in the winter, I love heavy, hearty soups. I love meatloaf. I love heavy spaghetti. I love heavier foods, oatmeal in the winter. And the summer, I tend to like these lighter, on-the-go, refreshing foods. And I just think it's an easy way to embrace change and to try out new things and to meet a new version of yourself. Coffee, I know this might sound really small, but I love drinking cappuccinos and warm beverages in the wintertime. Come summertime, I'm back on like iced coffee. I love cold brew. I love cold beverages in the morning. Iced chais with espresso, so good. Those kinds of new rituals that are sacred to me in the summertime and that are sacred to me in the wintertime meet new versions of myself. And how cool is that? New recipes. It's really fun to try out new food recipes in the summertime. Like right before this, I was asking you guys on Instagram how you guys welcome change, which I'll get into in a couple of minutes. And I found this girl on Instagram and I just followed her. Her handle is Kale Junkie and love what she posts. And she posted the salad and I sent it to my mom and I was like, this looks so good. And now we're going to have it for lunch today. It's a new recipe that we're trying out, but it's the feeling of new and the feeling of being excited that brings me so much joy. And I wouldn't feel that if I didn't welcome change. New workouts. I tend to really love outdoor workouts in the summertime. Last summer is when I fell in love with running and I didn't really keep up with it over the wintertime, but I'm so excited to run again. You know why? Running over the Avalon Bridge in the morning when it's just me is so beyond euphoric. I put on biker shorts, a sports bra, and I go out and I run over the Avalon Bridge and I get to see the water first thing in the morning. I see the ocean and the bay and it's normally like just me. Sometimes there's a couple of fishermen, but it's normally just me. And it is like the most beautiful and sacred part of my morning that I would not get had I not accepted change into a new season of life, that I would not have had I held myself back because I don't normally run over the Avalon Bridge. You know what I mean? Like there are things that you need to change in order to meet a new version of yourself that makes you feel your best self. Like I did not know I loved running as much as I did until I started doing it. So new workouts come the summertime. I'm going to be running. I'm going to be spinning. I'm going to be walking outside and doing mat Pilates on the beach. Four workouts, but two of those I don't really do at home. I don't really run that much at home. And if I do, it's certainly not at the beach over the bridge, which is like the best part of running. And I also certainly don't do Pilates on the beach because I don't have a beach at home. So welcoming new workouts, welcoming new friends. Do you have like summer friends that you get to see more? One of my favorite things is going down to the shore and seeing a lot of my shore friends that I don't get to see like over the winter time, seeing clients down in Stride Sea Isle that I don't see up in Stride Phoenixville. It is so fun to see friends that you haven't seen in so long in a new season of your life. And welcoming those friends and seeing friends that, you know, maybe this summer you want to be more outgoing. So you're going to surround yourself with the friends that you know are more outgoing and that you want to try things. You want to travel. You want to go to new breweries, new restaurants. You want to go on boats. You want to, whatever it might be, meet new friends and hang around new friends that will bring out a new version of yourself that you want to meet. You become who you surround yourself with. So make sure you surround yourself with friends that are going to truly serve you. And this is when it becomes being selfish with your time, which is not a bad thing. New wardrobe. I think we all dress entirely different in the summer than we do in the wintertime. I know that for me, like, I love wearing dresses in the summertime. I love wearing bathing suits in the summertime. I love wearing biker shorts and sports bras in the summertime. I love just wearing comfy, comfy clothes in the summertime. Yes, I wear jean shorts, but I don't love jean shorts. I don't love jeans. I don't love long, tight pants, like leggings I don't really wear in the summertime. It's just comfy clothes that make me feel cute and summery and beachy. And I wouldn't be wearing that in the wintertime. And again, that's a change that we get to embrace as we enter a new season of life. New nail color. How many times do you hear people going from like summer to fall nail color? You wear the dark hunter greens, you wear the dark browns in the fall, the burnt orange. I love all those colors, but in the summer, you do the fun designs, you do the French manicures, you do the pale pinks, you do the white, you do the neon orange, you do the hot pinks, you do the pale pinks, you do fun, vibrant yellow. You get to do new fun things with your nails in the summertime. And all these things we overlook because we do them naturally. We're on autopilot and cruise control when we go into a new season. We automatically start dressing different and we drive with our windows down and we get new nail colors. But all of that, those are all new routines and new rituals for a new season. So even if the idea of change might be scary to you, you probably already do it. And I think that is so special. So for this season of life, for this summer season, I encourage you to treat this as a rebirth period, to create new routines that truly serve you, to create new rituals that truly serve you, to meet new people that truly make you feel alive, to do things that make you feel alive, so that when you hit September 1st, the September 1st version of yourself is the best version of yourself yet. The version of yourself that you are so excited to meet that you can look back on and say, I'm so glad I did every single thing that I did this summer. I lived it exactly how I wanted to. I worked as hard as I wanted to. I played as hard as I wanted to. I had the best memories with the best people, going to the best places, doing the best things with the best time. I felt revived, rebirthed. Incredible, like this new version of yourself that you're going to meet. And you can even start this by a writing prompt. Write down September 1st and then write a letter today. Like if I did this on May 12th, I would write a letter that said September 1st and I would write a letter to myself on September 1st and say everything that I did this summer. Tori, you had such a great summer. This is what you did. You woke up at this time every single day and you took a walk every single morning and it made you feel great. You then went home and you made an iced coffee. You took that iced coffee on the golf cart. You went to Stride Sea Isle and you took a Pilates class. After your Pilates class, you hung out with the girls at the studio, mingled with clients. And then at 11 a.m., everyone went back to the house and made a fresh summer salad and cut up watermelon to take down to the beach. And we were all on the beach reading books, swimming until 2 p.m. 2 p.m. hits, you came back to the beach. You came back from the beach to the house, took an outdoor shower, regrouped, did a little bit of work, some admin stuff. 4 p.m. hits, you guys all went back to go to happy hour or to go take an evening walk. And you know what I mean? Like you can write a letter to your past self in the future tense of everything that you did this summer and why you're so proud of who you've become and who you currently are, who you will be, but you're writing it in the present tense because you're manifesting. I definitely recommend for you guys to try out that exercise. So I asked you guys on Instagram to submit an answer. And the question was, what changes do you welcome in the summer? And I want to share some of the responses that I got because I got some really good responses. So changes. Now this doesn't have to be centered around wellness or the whole theme, but I really do just want to know like what changes do you guys welcome come the summertime? Because again, change doesn't have to be negative. All right, here we go. I'm just going to rapid fire some. I get up earlier for a walk every single morning. I literally love that. And it's also what I said too. So we are all on the same page there. Be more go with the flow instead of such a set out schedule and live a little bit more. Yes to that. Saying no if I don't want to do it and spending more time on myself. I love that. Being single after 4.5 year relationship. That's a great change to welcome into summertime. And honestly, this is such a great episode for that if you are going through such a major shift in your life like that, because it really gets to focus back on you. And that's the whole idea of this episode, is that it's really centering back to you and what you feel is best for you and doing what's best for you so that on September 1st, you get to meet this version of yourself that you're you're in love with. Slower days. I love that. I think we're all kind of on this new wave of slowing down more in the summer, being more present and living a little bit more. I love that. New fitness challenges. I love new fitness challenges in the summertime. Changes in meals and working hours. I increase being a freelancer. That is so interesting. I love that in the summer for you. More balance. More balance. Accepting after work happy hours instead of intense workouts every day. And just being more okay with being more social than more strict with a health routine. I love that. It is so important to live in the summertime. And you know what? If working out is what makes you feel alive, go for it. But if skipping a workout or maybe switching your workouts or prioritizing being with friends makes you feel more alive, do what makes you feel more alive. More daylight. I don't know about you guys, but having more daylight makes me feel just absolutely euphoric. And I think that's common. Getting more active. I love that. Enjoying myself and letting myself stray from a strict schedule more often than not. Totally. Making myself my number one priority. Oh, I love that. Waking up earlier with the sun. Literally the best. Running. Totally feel you, Hannah. Not feeling guilty when I don't follow my routine. Yes. And this is what I was kind of saying about smaller bite-sized routines. I never want anyone to wake up and feel bad or guilty or defeated if they didn't do like their perfect morning routine. That's not the name of the game. That's not why morning routines and night routines are there. So the idea of introducing like smaller bite-sized routines of daily, morning, nighttime, whatever, non-negotiables, I think is really important to stick to a routine and make you feel like you still have structure in your day, even if your days are more free, go with the flow, which I definitely like to structure my days like that in the summertime. It's a really good way to just have your staples. To finally have a happy girl summer since I'm single. I love that. Allowing myself to take things slow and not feel like I have to be so busy all the time. Totally. I was actually listening to a podcast the other day and she was saying how like she was taking it easy this one day, but why she was able to take it easy because she was doing a bunch of other stuff all these days surrounding the day that she took it easy. And I don't think you ever need to justify why you're having a slower day or a relaxing day. If you need to take a day to relax and you need to slow down your pace of life on certain days or for an entire season of your life, you go for it. There's no need to do that. Changing your sleep schedule. Love that. Making new friends and ditching toxic ones. Always a good idea. Dedicated time to be outside for myself and me time and not letting myself feel guilty. I love that. Getting off technology more. Such a good tip for changes in the summertime and in new seasons of life. I think it's such a good idea to like start the day with no phone hours. I always forget to mention that, but I really do try. It's hard. And I know everyone says that, but it is hard. But I do notice a huge shift. The problem is like we all have our alarm clocks on our phone. So I just need to like get a different alarm clock where it's, well, I guess the sun could be an alarm clock, but I need like an actual clock too. Being more spontaneous, yes. Being outside more, yes. Go with the flow more, yes. The simple pleasures, time outside and with my family. I love that. Not caring what people think, valuing alone time. You guys are all right on with all these responses and I feel like you guys have been listening to this episode the entire time because we're like all very in sync and very in tune. Let me just make sure that I didn't miss any that I wanted to say. Yeah, guys, I think that's where I'm going to end today's episode. I loved today's episode and I really love the idea of new routines for a new season, new rituals, and a new version of yourself for a new season of life. So if you guys do that writing prompt, please sit down, create the right vibe for it and focus on it. Give yourself 30 minutes of your day and really when you're feeling inspired and you're feeling like you're looking for a change, that's the right time to write that down, to write down that prompt. And really take your time with it and express to yourself who you will be on September 1st and write it as like a past letter to yourself, but in the future tense, while in the present tense manifesting. You got all that? Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. If you did, please be sure to leave a 5-star review for the podcast. It really helps the podcast grow. This podcast is also available on video, youtube.com/manifest with Tori DeSimone. And yeah, you guys, if you guys want to come to CIL or anything like that, all my links are down below. I would love to have you guys this summer. Spend with me on Stride at Home, all of the sorts. And yeah, guys, have a great week. Happy Manifest Monday, and I'll talk to you guys next week.